Well, we had a good win up at Kings. Going in, it, like Coach, of course, he was talking about the wind was an issue. I mean, up there, it was just, it was all over the place. So going out in the coin toss, we were probably going to defer and take the win, but Kings beat us to it. So they get the kick with the wind. They defer, they kick with the wind, and I think that was the key to the game, really, how our offense came out. We were able to drive down the field and score into the wind to take a 7-0 lead. Next series, defensively, we were able to go 3-and-out and then get the ball back right again into our offense's hands, and we were able to score 14 points into the wind. So that was a big bonus for us. Defensively, I think we gave up 91 yards of offense in the first half to Kings. So we really, really rallied around. Mike didn't play, so I think the guys kind of, it's one of those games that you may lose some guys looking ahead. You know, but with Mike out, I think we really maintained our focus and played extremely well on defense. In the fourth quarter, we gave up some points with some of the younger guys in there. Offensive line played great. They kept Mark upright. I think he might have got sacked once. He used his feet, scrambled for some a little different than Mike. I mean, Mark's about 6'4". Looks like a giraffe out there running. But he's pretty quick for his size and was able to pick up some big first downs with his feet and threw the ball extremely well. I mean, he had 3 touchdown passes, threw for 276. We had 551 yards of offense. We had about 10 different running backs touch the ball. We had about 6 different kids catch balls. So it was a total team effort, you know, and it wasn't one of those deals where, you know, prior to the game and going into the game, we talked about how we had to do it together, and it can't be all on one guy's shoulders, and our team really stepped up, and I was really proud of the way we played. Albright is, they're undefeated. They're a very good football team. Their quarterback is just under 2,500 total yards of offense. He's got about 16 touchdowns to 1 interception, in which he threw last week in their 49-28 win. They've got talent. They've got a lot of speed, probably the most speed we've seen since Wesley at the skilled positions. And defensively, they're fast. They play with good team defense. Special teams are very good. I mean, last week they scored 14 points, interception return for a touchdown, and they blocked a punt for a touchdown. So they're scoring not just from their offense, they're scoring from all avenues, and we're going to have to play a great game. And we're excited. We talk about it all the time. We can't wait. Great opportunity. You know, it's all in our hands. So, you know, we come out on top, we'll have an opportunity. You know, we'll get a piece of the title and have an opportunity to play in the NCAAs. So it's a great opportunity for us. I mean, we're real excited about it, and can't wait to go. Any questions?
How important is it to have a game of this magnitude at home?
I mean, how much? It's good. I mean, rather be at our place than up at Albright, I'll tell you that. There's no question about it. We have one of the few teams left that play on natural grass, which is to our benefit, you know. That's definitely home field advantage today, in today's game, with so many kids play on turf. And our fans are pretty good. It gets a little loud at our place. We expect a big crowd, so we're excited about it. And it's senior day to tack on top of that. So we got 12 seniors that are going to end their football career at our school. You know, and what a way to go out at home. What an opportunity, you know, great opportunity. And it's, you know, like Coach, you know, we talk about opportunities all the time with our kids, and you know, it's kind of like it's set there for them. So it's a good deal.
Butchie White's had become your secret weapon.
Butchie had 2 touchdowns last week. Yeah. Butchie's good. He's a good player.
6 touchdowns, 14 touches.
Yeah, he's doing better when he has the ball. It's when he doesn't have the ball he's got to start improving on. He's got to do a little better in the blocking game. It's our fullback. But he's a good kid. He's a captain. So he'll be one of those 12 guys. Go Phillies, right? We got to get to Game 7. Never been done before by the Phils. Never played a Game 7. Big, big game tonight in the Bronx.
You know, Temple's playing tomorrow night.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.